VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Firefighters continue to struggle to put out a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China on Saturday. At least 26 firefighters have died. Four are missing, according to state media on Monday. The fire broke out in Muli County in Tichuan Province at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communication links. By Sunday afternoon, nearly 700 firefighters were working to put out the fire. 30 went missing after a surge of flames fed by a sudden shift in the wind. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for the woman said Monday that his client has pleaded guilty to causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. The Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is due to end. The announcement comes after weeks of mass protests against the president and his government. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. This is VOA News.